Whether you tuned in to Super Bowl 58 to watch the 49ers versus the Chiefs, or Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, we just witnessed one of the most expensive events in history. The only problem is, nobody talks about the impacts that Super Bowl weekend has on the everyday person. And after all the hype and celebration was over, Americans find themselves facing the most crippling financial situation that the country has ever seen. This year, the average ticket cost to attend Allegiant Stadium in Vegas was $7,500, and tickets purchased within a week of kickoff were recorded to sell for over $12,000. Now, this is a one-of-a-kind stadium, and the second most expensive in the world, coming right in at $2 billion to construct. So maybe that cost of tickets is justifiable. I know I ain't got bread like that, but apparently thousands of Americans do. Allegiant Stadium has room to seat 65,000 people, but for the Super Bowl, they expanded the seating to fit 72,000 fans. And I'm guessing if you had enough money to spend on tickets, that you didn't mind paying for the concessions. An article from Yahoo Finance shows that a slice of pizza at Allegiant Stadium cost $14. And if you wanted a beer to wash it down with, you'd be dropping another $18 for that. So if every person that attended the championship game paid the average ticket price of $7,500 and bought a crusty slice of pizza and a beer, that alone added up to a total of $542 million. Now, y'all are some true fans, because at this point, each person would have spent $7,532 for the Super Bowl experience. But that's just the beginning. And interestingly enough, an article from the Federal Reserve shows that 40% of Americans lack enough money to cover a $400 emergency expense without turning to credit cards or loans. But that's just an observation. Now, if you happen to travel to Vegas from out of town, then you got preyed on. According to the New York Times, flights for Super Bowl weekend were over 100% higher than the normal trip to Vegas. And costs for flights ran around $1,000 for some travelers. Now, if your wallet wasn't crying for help after that purchase, then booking a room might have done it. Hotels in the area took advantage of the big event by charging nearly 150% more than what they typically would for a one-night stay. And based on Priceline's data, people paid about $750 a night to stay within reasonable driving distance from the stadium, when the average cost is normally $375 a night. Now, there's no real way of knowing how many people traveled to Vegas, and of those, how many people needed to book a hotel. But could you imagine if everyone did, that would add up to an additional $126 million for folks that traveled to attend the Super Bowl. And adding that in with the cost of tickets and concessions, that would bring the average cost per person to $9,282. But when you look at how much people drop just to see the game in person, compared to the amount of money that the average American has saved for retirement, it's a bit uneven, but I'll get to that later. Now, of course, everyone who watched the game didn't watch in person. And for those that hit a sports bar or went to a Super Bowl party, we spent some bread too. Retailers across the nation got surges of shoppers for team merchandise after the 49ers and Chiefs were named Super Bowl contenders. And there was another surge of sales within days and even hours of kickoff. And on top of that, many of us either hosted or attended a Super Bowl party. And when you think about the cost of food, decorations, we came out of pocket for that too. And if we include that, then we also have to add into the mix the cost of going to Buffalo Wild Wings or another bar or restaurant to watch the game. The New York Times even mentioned that Americans bought 11 million wings from Buffalo Wild Wings and 2 million pizzas from Domino's. But I say all that to bring up the point that over 112 million people plan to either attend or throw a Super Bowl party, and another 16 million plan to go to a bar or restaurant to watch the game. So in total, across nearly 130 million people, each person spent an average of $86 on food, drinks, and merchandise. And all that adds up to a record-breaking $17.3 billion that consumers spent across the country for Super Bowl Sunday. Now, there's a big reason behind this record-breaking viewership and spending that exposed a major problem in America. And that reason's name is Taylor Swift. Not only was she responsible for bringing in additional 50 million viewers, an increase in female viewership, and about $122 million worth of brand value to the NFL, but she also shined a light on a major spending addiction. A record-breaking 68 million Americans were reported to have placed online bets on the Super Bowl, which was a 35% increase from the previous year. And the estimated total wagers tallied up to be around $23 billion, which is up from $16 billion the year prior. And these bets weren't just the typical who's going to win the game or point spread. Thousands of prop bets were placed on how each player would perform throughout the game, and even broken down to how players would perform in the first half versus the second half. Bets were even placed on whether or not Taylor Swift would actually show up to the game, or if Travis Kelce would pop the big question, and how many times that Taylor Swift would be shown on camera throughout the broadcast. And on top of all of that, CNBC expected that millions of Americans made bets with friends or through a pool or squares contest as to the outcome of the game. Now, a lot of this massive spending is due to the rising popularity of sports betting since it was legalized in 2018. And since then, it's been easier than ever to participate in, with a variety of apps giving us the ability to place bets with the touch of a button. As a result, since sports betting was legalized, Americans have wagered well over $220 billion on sports bets. But based on various studies that have been done, only 3 to 5% of all bettors are actually profitable in the long run, meaning that 95% of people, which is everybody, loses money when placing bets. And if that's not bad enough, unfortunately, it's also been reported that the 1-800 Gamblers hotline has seen a 15% increase in calls over the past 5 years from those looking for help with this addiction. So in total, here's what all the numbers shake out to be. For tickets, concessions, and travel for those in attendance in Vegas, consumers spent $668 million. For merch, or those who either threw or attended a Super Bowl party or went to a sports bar or restaurant, that adds up to $17 billion. For wagers placed on the game, that's another $23 billion. So taking everything into account, the total amount of money that consumers spent across the country for Super Bowl 58, it all adds up to be over $40.6 billion. Now, in my opinion, that is an absurd amount of spending. And if you think that number looks wild, that's a drop in a bucket. Check this out. America is in $1.13 trillion of credit card debt, $1.6 trillion of car debt, and $1.74 trillion of student loan debt. And across just those three loan types, that adds up to be $4.4 trillion. And by the way, $1 trillion is 1,000 billion. So as a country, we have spent 956 Super Bowls worth of debt. What are your thoughts about that? If we want to have enough money to retire with dignity, we have to get our spending under control. I've listed a number of free tools linked in the show notes below to help us get control of our money. But I'll catch y'all next time.